Imagine for a moment that you have found yourself in a severe health predicament. Would you want to rehash context over and over again with multiple doctors? Or bring your deepest concerns to someone who you know will understand? Someone who feels our experience because they have endured similar. The author of Hebrews reminds Christians of the deep nearness with which our high priest attends to us. Jesus takes no advantage of his divinity, but rather lives completely the entire human experience except sin. We can begin to sense an authority and depth of love that this loving gesture shows. We can take comfort in knowing the nearness and the depth of closeness that the Father and Son and Holy Spirit share. We can place our total confidence in the hand of the Almighty Sovereign God, who humbly and visibly comes to be with us and stays with us. A high priest who passes through the heavens and passes through the birth canal of his blessed and holy mother Mary, whom he shares with each and every one of us. Mary, his mother, by his side from very near the beginning. Jesus, we learn in the gospel, passes alongside the shores of Galilee and comes to a toll booth. Mark and Luke identify the attendant as Levi, and the third synoptic account calls this tax collector Matthew. There's no contradiction here, folks. Just two names for the same individual, just as many of us enjoy other names as well. But doesn't it seem Jesus just doesn't seem to select the obvious for membership to his closest group of 12? Perhaps a few of the Pharisees were miffed at being overlooked. And they have to question Jesus, and they are sensing something of the people looking at a different authority than what they imagine themselves to be. Nonetheless, Jesus goes right into a clinic where sinners are lined up long and deep. Pope Francis refers to today's church saying these words: "The thing the church needs most today is the ability to heal wounds and to warm the hearts of the faithful. It needs nearness, proximity." He says, "I see the church as a field hospital after battle. The challenges of the pandemic can be an opportunity for us folks to appreciate when this pandemic will be over, the craving that's in our heart to touch one another again and to be close even physically. We've remained close spiritually because we have the Holy Eucharist as the glue that holds us together. But how beautiful it will be when we can kiss and shake hands and hug and hold one another. Patience and faith, these will return to us. Friends, I think we gather today in this clinic to encounter the divine physician. Our high priest is the surgeon who tenderly brings believers and followers to restored health. St. Peter's is so blessed to have priests and faithful who, like nurses, enable and coordinate this spiritual clinic that prepares us for an eternal Eucharistic banquet. Through the Holy Meal, we will soon celebrate our Lord strengthens his team and, of course, sends us forth to recruit many, many more spiritual healthcare aides. Amen.